This summer, the World Health Organization recommended that certain people who don't have HIV should be taking drugs to prevent getting it. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a similar guideline earlier in the year. The preventive treatment is known as PrEP. That stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis. But as Jim Burris reports from member station WABE, some PrEP users are worried the medical community isn't up to speed on the current recommendations.
Eric McCulley is 40. He's gay. He's HIV negative. Outside an Atlanta coffee shop, he pulls out a Ziploc baggie with a few blue pills.
They're a decent size, actually. Some people might call this a horse pill.
The pill is Truvada, a combination of two drugs used to treat HIV. Despite Eric's negative HIV status, he takes the pill daily. After hearing about the treatment and doing extensive research on his own, McCulley made an appointment with his primary care doctor.
He was very supportive about it, encouraged me to do it, gave me a lot of stuff to read, gave me a lot of stuff to think about, and told me that I was a good candidate for it. So off we went.
A few months into treatment, McCulley says the only change has been in his attitude.
I have what I was looking for. I have peace of mind. I feel like I've taken responsibility for my health.
Although Truvada has been on the market for a decade, only recently had prescribing guidelines been available. Not every doctor is as familiar with PrEP as McCulley's is. Dylan West, who also identifies as gay, recently found that out firsthand.
I have some pre-existing GI issues, and I choked on an antibiotic. It's something that's happened before.
That led West to the ER. He'd recently started PrEP after beginning a relationship with someone who's HIV positive. One of the doctors noticed he listed Truvada as a medication he regularly takes.
She immediately, without asking any questions, just said, well, we should probably just go ahead and test for gonorrhea, syphilis, HIV, AIDS, and the list.
West feels the ER physician made a rash assumption about his sexual practices because he was on Truvada. West knew stigma was something he might face. Some within the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender communities have gone as far as to label those on PrEP as Truvada whores.
The assumption being you're on Truvada, so you probably, you know, run around having sex with whoever you can.
I'm not surprised to hear that. I've heard it before.
That's Dr. Melanie Thompson. She's the principal investigator of the AIDS Consortium of Atlanta and has long worked in HIV research. She's encountered reluctance from some healthcare providers to prescribe PrEP because of a lack of knowledge about it.
This is an interesting thing to me because doctors who say, you know, I don't want to prescribe PrEP to somebody who might be at risk for HIV because they might not use condoms. You know, it's an approach we wouldn't take in other areas of medicine.
Thompson says no doctor would refuse to prescribe cholesterol-lowering statins to patients because they're overweight, but somehow the conversation around PrEP is different.
So I think it's a very interesting moralistic attitude that soon will be outdated, but I do think that this is a barrier for some patients. They feel stigmatized, and honestly, healthcare providers need to step up their game and do better than that.
A CDC spokeswoman said via email that lack of awareness and knowledge among healthcare providers is one of the primary challenges to PrEP success. But both Dr. Thompson and CDC officials hope the newly issued treatment guidelines will help overcome any barriers. For NPR News, I'm Jim Burris in Atlanta.
This story is part of a reporting partnership of NPR, WABE, and Kaiser Health News.